It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, welcome to Alaska Realty Today. I'm Lisa Maynard.
I'm Kirk Maynard.
And today we have our special guest joining us again.
Who's that?
I wonder, who am I?
Jamie has joined us again, and we're going to continue our conversation about preparing your house for fall. I know it is August, but it's going to approach quickly, and it's better to get it done now.
Yeah, and that's the whole point of this, is to get stuff done now. We're all procrastinators, or a good portion of us are procrastinators, and start thinking about it now, and start getting it done now, because people are going to be in maybe the state fair, they're going to go hunting, they're going to go fishing, get distracted, and next thing you know, the snow's flying.
September goes by really
quickly. It does.
Yeah. And there's just not enough time, especially if you're booking outside people that you need to have, or contractors or anybody to come in, and then even finding things or having to order things and bring things in. So
true.
Yeah.
So I think last week we talked about your gutters, getting those cleaned out. We'll touch on that again. Checking for drafts around your doors, your windows. We touched on that. Draining your outdoor faucets, bringing your outdoor furniture in or storing it somewhere if you don't have a place to put
it. And cleaning it before you store it.
Yeah.
Fixing cracks in your driveway, we might touch on that one again. Changing your filters, if you're on a HRV, getting that done, or a furnace, getting those changed out. Fertilizing your lawn, we're actually going to touch on that a little bit more, in a little more of a deep dive. I don't know if we talked about decks last week a little bit, but I think we'll take...
Very high level, but there's some particular things up here that we really should keep an eye on, I think we're going to talk about.
Little deeper dive. I think we left off on testing your winter equipment. I guess this would be your snow blowers, your plows, your generators. Making sure all that fun stuff works. Maybe you're lucky enough to have we call it a whole house generator.
Yeah.
Generators that are outside, built into your, basically hardwired
to your
house
system.
I was cheap and bought us a little, like a Honda 2000, but hey, it's going to work for us when inevitably we lose power. But why not go out there and make sure that thing is working, and so when the time comes when we get that crazy storm and GVA shuts us down, that thing works.
And also, on a side note, don't forget about the things you're putting away, like your lawnmowers, your weed trimmers, and everything. You want to drain if they're going to be stored in an outdoor, non-heated area, you're going to want to drain all the fluids out of there. You want to check if any of the belts need to be done. This is a good time to see if you need anything sharpened, because you can take it in, and then it sometimes can take a while to get it back. So if you're done with your season, it's a good time to get that maintenance done on your summer equipment, too.
I never do that.
I know.
We have a lawnmower. It's a Briggs & Stratton motor, and I do nothing to it. And every year, first pull, it starts up right away.
Yeah.
We've had it for like 10 years. It's awesome. Changing out your batteries. So this is your smoke detectors and your carbon monoxide detectors.
Every fall should be when you're checking those. And also when you're changing out your batteries, smoke detectors and CO detectors actually expire, and they'll have a date on them of expiration, so it's a good time to check and see if yours...
It's like 10 years?
There's different ones. I've seen some that are 10 years. I've seen some that are just 5.
Yeah.
It depends on the model, and I'm assuming the upfront cost of them is my guess, is the difference in how long they last. But it's a good thing to remember to check those dates to make sure that you have one that is fully operational.
And the home inspectors and engineers will tell you if they've turned yellow that they're expired, and you can change them out.
And you can get them here locally, or you can order them as well. You can hook them up yourself. And if you're not going to do them on a certain date, like August of every year, then you can also put there's kind of like see-through tape that you can write on the batteries so that you know when you actually change them out. Because I swear, every time you say to yourself, I'll remember when I did this, we do not remember when we did this. So if you're not going to do it in a certain month of every year, changing the batteries out, then just write on them when you did it so that you can remember.
I just wait till they start chirping. Yeah. Lisa pulls a gun out and starts shooting them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing worse than chasing through a house trying to figure out which one of the smoke detectors is chirping. And it's like a scene
on
that Mike and Molly show when she beats them off the ceiling and crushes them to death.
But to your point, I ordered mine off Amazon. I get a contractor pack and just kind of do them all at the same time.
And just because of just some of the house sales, we've been replacing quite a few of them, updating them or leaving them with the new buyers. They do have a couple of packs at Lowe's and Home Depot's that you can buy that are pretty highly rated, or at least they're rated well in Amazon because they're selling kind of the same thing. So you can pick them up there in a 2 or 4 pack.
And that's a good note. If you're listing your home and it's selling and going to new buyers, maybe leave one of those boxes with the information and the little how-to pamphlet inside in one of the closets, just so that they have reference to how exact which one it is without crawling on the ceiling to figure out what kind of detector and so forth. So it's just a nice thing for your people moving into your house that they know what's up there and how to use it.
But smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, important. We burned a house down 10 years, 15 years ago.
It's not 15.
This is the same. We like to tell this story. So if this isn't freaked you out.
But, and of course, the fire chief said no one puts smoke detectors up in their attic, which is where ours started. But still, it's important to have them. You know, houses too. But this is actually our second house fire for me. We had one
as a kid.
Well,
he was a child. This is not a serial thing with us. He was a child and his house fire burned down.
Anyone want a house guest?
Point is that it does happen, and it's important. It's happened twice to me. Other carbon monoxide, it seems like every other year somebody dies in the borough.
It seems like more common down in Anchorage for some reason. I don't know if it's population density, but we are one of the highest states for carbon monoxide and home fires. So it's something we have to be aware of up here.
It's
terrifying. So, you know, we've had friends that have lost all of their belongings in a house fire, friends that have had part of their house burn, part of their garage light on fire. And it's, you know, you do want to catch it as fast as you possibly can. And checking your smoke
fire extinguishers
like actually, actually even having them.
Yeah.
Like when we went through our house, when we bought our house, my husband was like, oh my gosh, there's one in every room. They were all expired though. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, he went through and we replaced them, but you think to yourself, oh, they are in the house. You have them. Oh, they've got to be operational. But they're not, they do expire. You need to look at
those. Well, and there's several like ours, Kirk keeps track, but you actually just bring it down for recharging is what he's done more than once.
If it needs to recharge.
Different types of extinguishers. Some of them you can just take to be recharged and they're reusable. Yep. Others are done and gone.
And I've recharged ours. And to your point, Jamie, ours expired last year, so I had to toss it. And I went down to Alaska Fire and Safety and bought a new one to replace it. So we have it on hand. And don't be afraid to teach your children how to use that thing, because maybe you're gone and there is a kitchen fire. They need to know how to put it out.
Yeah.
What else do we want to talk about? How about roofs? I guess wintertime is not the time to go out there and replace your roof. So I think fall is the time to get there and just take a look at it. And if you got a brand new roof, great. You're probably okay. But if your roof is 10, 20, 30 years old, then you need to be up on your roof and get up on a ladder and check it out. And you're looking for pucking. You're looking for peeling up shingles. But
looking for moss buildup, which can be easily addressed by you or a handyman. But it's a good time to look and see if you have moss building up, too.
Yeah, because moss can raise your shingles up, and you don't want to leave that on there prolonged. So we just had a client do it for a sale of their house, so it doesn't spook buyers off. We're about to do it on our house. So, yeah, I agree, Lisa, getting that off is important. But get it done now. You can't obviously do it in the wintertime, and you don't want to be your house leaking in the middle of the winter. So get it done now.
And speaking of roofs and doing stuff on the roofs, this would be a good time if you're due for chimney stack or stack cleaning, because it's way easier to schedule a chimney cleaning when your chimney cleaner doesn't have to haul across the snow-covered roof to clean out your chimney. So this is a good time to think about scheduling that maintenance for your house, too.
Yep.
Those guys, come October, will get all slammed for your furnace, boiler, any chimneys.
Snow tires going on a car after after the first snow.
And on the shingles note, just they need to be placed between 40 and 85 degrees. So maybe it was too hot last week to do shingles because it was near 90 degrees. But now it was a perfect temperature to be doing this.
And a lot of people don't realize that there is a temperature window that shingles can be installed.
Yeah, September, October, then you might be out of luck. So get her done now. Let's talk about your deck. So if you've got a wood deck, and I don't think Lisa Trex decks, the composite decks, you don't have to do too much to those.
You want to keep them real clean. You just want to do, there are some, they're not wood screws, of course, and I'm not the technical person, the square head screws. You just want to check that everything's tight on those. Generally on the Trex decks, they don't loosen up like wood does, because wood expands and contracts a lot more than Trex. And you want to check underneath your Trex deck and make sure everything's cleaned out under there, make sure Mr. B hasn't made a home under there during the summer or so forth, and just make it as clean as possible so it doesn't prematurely age your Trex.
But you want to make sure your wood deck is sealed. So walk around with spray bottle, sprinkle water, do whatever you need to do, but in several areas, and check to see if it's soaking in or not. If it's soaking in, then
time to seal.
Y'all need to seal it. And it's not that horrible of a process. I mean, I guess I like painting, so I'm kind of a weirdo, but painting a deck isn't that bad. It's not that hard, and maybe you don't need to do the whole thing. You only need to do it in certain areas, but don't be afraid to reseal it. And I don't. Do you guys have a deck?
We just pulled it down.
Okay.
And we're doing
just starting it over.
Also works.
Yep. And also, on that note, sometimes sealing it's not going to fix it, and you might want to look at the specific boards. And this is the time to see if maybe a few. It might not be the entire deck, but maybe it's just one or two boards that needs to be addressed. You want to go ahead and take care of that before you head into another snow-loaded winter, because it can actually affect your entire deck if you have two boards going bad and then suddenly they fail completely.
But if you're running around putting water on your deck and, you know, testing if it's beating up or bubbling up, or then obviously it's repelling water and it's okay.
And I think it's time. I mean, if you can afford it, you have to ask yourself, are you the person that's going to paint it and maintain it? Or are you the person that, if, like I said, if you can afford it, then should you be looking at Trex deck, which is a little bit lower maintenance? And when my husband, I mean, we needed to replace it, period. It was a replacement deck when we purchased the house. We're salvaging what we can, and we'll keep up the maintenance of that just because we want to repurpose, reuse. But we were both like, we're not going to come out here and paint this and maintain this every year. We'd rather have Trex deck.
Okay.
And in the long run, when we sell, I think it's something that, again, there's just so much things that you have to do for house maintenance. It's just one less thing for potentially a new buyer.
I get it.
And two side notes on Trex, there's now competitors of Trex. So
yes.
It's getting a little more competitive, so the pricing isn't as exorbitant as when it was only Trex on the market.
Yep.
So there's some there's different options that makes it a little more reasonable. And then I forgot to mention, since we've had all this lovely smoke and if you're up in the hills on east side, we've gotten ash. It's probably going to be power washing your deck before you seal it, if you're going to seal it, because you do have a layer of ash if you're up in the hills. And ash, you don't want to seal it with that ash laying on your deck.
Yeah. And we actually went with a competitor. There was no Trex left in Fairbanks when we went to purchase. So we actually went with Fiberon. Did a lot of research, and it is. It's completely comparable to Trex. I think that there's a lot of companies here. You know, if you don't want to just go with Lowe's and Home Depot, there's a lot of small businesses that really know their what they're selling. We're very informative. We spent some time in there just getting to know the product.
Where's there, Spenards? Or?
Yeah, we went to Spenards. And they, I mean, the person we were working with was phenomenal.
And that product comes in a whole bunch more colors than Trex does.
Yeah.
Because I think I've looked at it in a few articles.
Yes.
They're doing a lot more artistic things. I've seen some really cool things with that product.
So again, I think the biggest thing that we learned was just that we were going more toward the end of the summer, so inventory was a little bit lower, which was okay, because there were so many choices that I just went, oh my gosh, there was less choices when I went in, which was easier for me, because I was not interested in like 40 choices where I just was
it gets overwhelming.
Yes, I stood there, and then she was like, this is going to make it easier. There's only six right now, and I went, oh, beautiful. That's going to, then I could make it much quicker. But I was happy to see that there was a competitor. I think that's always nice, and that it was comparable, because it did lessen the price, and that there was lots of different options from the railing to the screws to all sorts of different stuff. So
interesting.
I really appreciated the service. We did go to Lowe's. They didn't have enough of what we needed.
Square
but, you know, we checked. Yeah, we checked everything. And then we just went, you know what? We can shop locally. We can go. But we just really like the service. So when Lowe's said that they could get it in like 6 weeks. And we just went, we'll go local.
Perfect. When we come back from break, I've got a little more to talk about regarding decks.
Well, I have one last comment on decks before we go to break.
Yeah.
I forgot the footings. You guys want, when you're underneath your deck, and like for us, we have lawn covering under there, wood chips and so forth. You want to check that also and make sure that's in good shape and your footings are in good shape and there's no weeds growing around them.
Yeah.
And clean them all up. So that's one last thing you want to make sure, so your deck's all happy for the winter. We're going to be right back after this short break.
Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business, period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Welcome back, and we're going to continue our discussion about fall maintenance. And I think Kirk had one last thing to do discuss about the deck.
Yeah. Couple more things to not allow water moisture in there. Cracks and screws, nails.
Yeah.
Need to tighten those down. Power wash the deck, Lisa had mentioned, but don't...
Especially with all this ash if you're on the east side of town.
Don't do it colder than 40 degrees, otherwise you're probably just going to spray ice on there.
I wouldn't want to be power washing at 40 degrees.
Cracks and splintering. So I think we've seen on older decks, Lisa, where you see pieces of wood missing or splinter. I mean, that's just basically saying...
Time to replace the board or really do some maintenance.
Otherwise, it's going to allow moisture in there, water in there, and it's going to ruin your deck. So you can go in there and get a wood filler, too, and fill it in. So
if it's small, it's easy. You don't have to replace the whole board. You can just get – but make sure you buy wood filler that is designed for our environment. You really want to read the specifications on the sealant or on the filler if it will work in our colder climate up here.
And we did talk about water-repelling stain just to – yeah. Just it's. I don't think it's going to be that hard to – through your deck. And are you guys talking about doing your railings too? This is not just the boards?
The whole deck, everything.
Yep.
You want to check loose railings and everything. I'll just do a overall check.
And Jamie, you mentioned off the air about doing checking your garage doors for batteries, your door openers.
Yeah.
Why might that be important?
I think those, I think it's just things we forget about. So it's like you get locked out or you can even open your garage door and then your battery dies and your door is open. I mean, luckily you can run inside and you can then close your door, but it just can, things like that can become really frustrating.
Well, and especially up here, there's some standalone garages that don't necessarily have a man door on the side just when they're built and someone just didn't miss that step. And so it can be a problem if your door quits opening for you.
Yeah. And there's just some things, like when we first bought our house, the engineer encouraged us to move the stairs when we finally redid the deck. He didn't really mention, and maybe he did, I'll be honest, it was a big engineer inspection, why that was important. Well, we recognized right away the moisture off of where the heat vent comes out for the dryer would make the stairs super, super icy. So we kept up on that. But immediately when we were redoing the deck this year, I was like, I want the stairs in the middle. Do not forget that I do not want the stairs against the house. Like that is such an issue. And I mean, we can't really move where the dryer vent comes out of the house. But that also led us to cleaning out that dryer vent, so which we had never done. And it wasn't anything that concerned us, but it was just something. We had had a friend that ended up having a dryer fire. So my husband and I ordered a mini cam for probably like $80 off of Amazon, just to be able to see what we could see through the pipes. And we got it kind of got hooked on what we thought was kind of a ball of lint. And we cleaned and sucked all of that out. The dryer ran great, but now it runs amazing. Yeah, oh, wow. Like amazing. And so we just wanted to make sure we owned that. Like I said, let's invest in some cleaning stuff. So we invested in, it kind of just looks like hangers that all straighten out so you can pipe it through that.
Yeah, I have the whole kit and it does my whole line.
Yeah, and then the camera.
It's like a 15-foot line on our one laundry room, and it works really sweet. And
yep.
It was not that expensive on Amazon. It has all different size brushes depending
yep.
on where you're, how far you're trying to get in and where you're trying to go, and it goes around corners even, and we've been really happy with that.
Yep, and the same. We did the same thing, and then, like I said, we just invested in that camera just in case. I think just more for curiosity because we weren't sure, just because we're not super familiar with the house, so we wanted to make sure we could come in from either angle. But we could really tell a difference in how it vented out after we cleaned that. So it's just something that I would recommend because it's just something you know, I think sometimes we can easily be, it was a brand new, it seemed like a very brand new washer and dryer. And so sometimes I think we can get caught up on the newness of appliances and not think about
the other parts of the
correct.
To.
Yes. And so, I don't remember when we ended up doing it, but if I could have redone it, I know it was a little bit cold when we were doing it, and if we could redo it, I would have done it now.
Yeah, fall would be a perfect time
yes.
to do it. And also you want to make sure those vents, another note is those vents have a screen on them, especially this summer. Some people have noticed it's been a very, very big vole year. There's been lots and lots of voles, and if you don't have that little screen covering those vents, sometimes little friends want to crawl in there because it's warm during the cold when you're getting into the late fall type of time. And so no friends in the house is preferred.
Yeah. And they wind up in the weirdest places. I mean, they just come in. Like, we find them definitely in our shed, the voles and stuff, but they come into weird places and nooks and crannies.
They
so
can
you never
fit through anything.
Yeah, you never know. And sometimes it's, you know, I think sometimes we think that they'll try to come in like under the house or in a hole somewhere, but easily when we leave our doors open for a little while or we're coming in, they can come in just as easily, get into the house undetected. And while I'd love to think our dogs and our animals or our pets hunt them, sometimes they don't. They play with them.
Ours plays with them.
Right.
All of them, including the dog.
And, you know.
All three have had a vole incident in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, because sometimes
therefore,
they
Kirk
don't.
Has had
they've
a vole,
never
three
seen
vole
them.
Incidents.
Yeah. Sometimes they've never seen that creature before. So they don't really know what it is, but they can get in and do a lot of damage. Or sadly, they pass away somewhere and they can freeze to things like we were talking about earlier, or they can
be
on something.
If your heat trace fails on your well line and a vole's there, they will freeze to the well line. We've had that personal experience.
And then freeze your line up.
And then freeze the line up.
Which almost froze our house up. So
yes, one vole. That's all it takes.
But yes, I agree. And here's the dryer cleaning kit that we got. So I
yes,
agree,
always,
Jamie. That's
it's really good to have visuals as
super,
we're on the
super
radio.
Super important. You can let it dial into my brain and look at the image I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Next thing is concrete. If you have any concrete, asphalt in your house, or excuse me, your driveway,
sidewalks,
whatever. Now's the time to. I think we talked about it last week, but time to fill those cracks in, get rid of the weeds.
Yeah.
Retaining walls, that's really important. People forget about the retaining walls. The retaining walls doing its thing, it sort of gets left on its own. But you really, in the fall, you want to clean out any little weeds that have gotten wedged in there, and because those can expand and contract during freezing and thawing,
exactly.
which will hurt your retaining walls. And you just want to, people forget about it. If it's doing great,
right.
they're like, oh, it's fine. But if you really look, it needs a good scrubbing and de-weeding before winter hits.
Yeah, if you go to anywhere, Fairbanks and North Pole, and go up to concrete driveway and asphalt driveway and see it's jacked up, it's probably got cracks in it. It's probably because somebody let it go, and like Lisa said, water gets in there and you start getting heaving and
not good.
fireplaces. Do many people have fireplaces in their houses?
I love fireplaces. I do understand that they're not for heating. They're just for ambiance. But there's still a few fireplaces floating around Fairbanks. It's more in the older homes, and they're still wood burning. A lot of people have switched out to more the propane or the electric ones. But we still have some people with fireplaces.
But wood stoves, I think you guys already touched on it, that need to get your wood stove, clean your wood stove yourself, your piece, and then either yourself or hire a professional to do your chimney sweep. And do you guys have anybody that you prefer for chimney sweeping? I think there's, three or four different people in town.
I think we have three in town. At one point, a few years ago, it was pretty tight because I think there was only one or two people that were doing it. But I think we have about three or four that I've seen come through transactions
and
in our office.
Somehow we found I think it was a UAF student that was his side hustle.
Yeah, he was putting himself through school by being a chimney sweeper. So he would come sweep chimneys in between classes.
Yeah, but
he was really good.
Making $100 an hour. And
nice.
He's cleaning up. How about your HRV systems?
We touched on that. Just we want to remember to check the filters and then make sure if it does. HRV systems for people new to our market do need maintenance and do need
balancing
by a technician. That is not something you most likely cannot do on your own, and so you do need to reach out to an actual professional to have that done.
And if you're somebody who has carbon filters, Lisa, all the smoke, you might might pay extra attention to those.
We have air purifiers in our house, and we have just reordered all new filters for all the air purifiers since over the last 2 weeks. They're all gone, even though they should have gone much longer. But with our environment up here, you can go through the air filters very quickly.
Yeah. I think it's important that you just take a few minutes to just kind of walk around the outside and the inside of your house. You know, I think there's so many things sometimes that we just miss that we're just kind of like, oh my gosh, that's, you know, you forget. I mean, even like we're saying the retaining wall, we get leaks, we get floods, even trees. You know, trees start, like, all of a sudden, yesterday we were noticing one of our tree roots, my husband calls it, he's like, the root ball is exposing itself. And so we were kind of making a list of getting some of the trees removed and thinking about what we're going to need to have cut out around the yard. Because it's just things, we weren't even thinking about that yesterday, but when we were standing outside on our porch and we were talking about like what eventually we want to frame in our porch, there it was, you know. And so it's just kind of walking around your house and seeing some things that you're kind of like, oh my gosh, I need to do.
And another big one, because of our light up here, we forget our outdoor lighting, which is very important in the fall and winter. And so this is the time you do want to go out and flip on all those lights and the sensors, make sure they're all working. You don't want to change a light bulb on a two-story house in the middle of February. So you want to make sure all that stuff is working, and walking around, just observe your house and make sure everything is doing well and doesn't need any attention.
Good point. And hey, if you guys want to listen to any of our past shows, go to kfar.com, look in the archives, and you'll see our radio podcast there. We've got tons of great information. They're all labeled pretty darn good. So be sure to go on there and take a listen.
And Jamie, if someone wants to reach out to you, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can find me at the Next Home office, which is just past Chowderhouse. Our building just got repainted, so
it looks really nice.
Fabulous. Or you can reach me at 907-378-2400.
Thank you so much for coming and joining
us
today. Of course. Yeah, it was super fun.
Everyone have a great Saturday and stay tuned for The Buzz.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to kfar.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Mediactive production.